This week marks the return of one of last season's most talked about TV series. Television critic David Bianculli has a preview of Beauty and the Beast.
I was listening to Fresh Air the other day when Terry was interviewing Washington Post TV critic Tom Shales.
So what do you have to watch today?
Well, I just watched the 2-hour return of Beauty and the Beast on CBS, which is on December 12th. Are you curious about that?
Not very.
No.
Is it any wonder I like working with Terry Gross? But hey, Beauty and the Beast has to be addressed sooner or later, and it looks like this is later. Last season, when the show was yanked from the CBS schedule for retooling, that's network talk for going back to the drawing board, rumors began to circulate among the Beauty and the Beast faithful. The big buzz, after a while, was that when the show returned, Linda Hamilton's character Catherine would be captured, tortured, killed, and pregnant, though not necessarily in that order. CBS's own ads say everything you've heard is true. Well, before I confirm whether the buzz was right, maybe I ought to give hardcore Beauty and the Beast fans the opportunity to turn down the volume for a minute or two. If you don't want to know what happens to Beauty and the Beast, don't listen for a while, okay? Good. I thought they'd never leave. Now that we're alone, I can be honest. I've never understood what anybody saw in Beauty and the Beast. The only people who seem to like it are the ones who sat behind the bus driver in high school, the poetic sheltered types. Anyway, the gossip was right on the money. Catherine learns that she's pregnant, and Vincent, played by Ron Perlman, learns that he no longer has the psychic rapport he once shared with her.
There was a time when I could feel you coming to me. Feel you nearing in the tunnels. It was a source of great joy radiating from you, filling me with joy. Tonight I waited till the sentry sent me a message that you were here.
What's different now?
It's gone.
What's gone?
The connection, our bond.
She's kidnapped by bad guys who imprison her for 6 months, deliver her baby, whisk it away, and inject her with a deadly drug. Vincent finally finds her, and they prove that they haven't forgotten each other.
Vincent.
Will this series find a new beauty for Vincent, or will it turn into a single-parent drama called Baby and the Beast? I have no idea. And frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.